Installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix. Un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd, et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé, lourde de sensations agréables, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir. Confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique, 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin. Present Perfect Simple. Glossary. Have you ever? Grammar. Present Perfect Simple. In English, we use the present perfect simple to refer to an action that started in the past and continues in the present. It focuses on the result of an action. The pattern is have or has plus past participle. Example, I have always lived here. Since last summer, I have not put on weight. A few times, markers accompany the present perfect tense, such as not yet, already, just. Examples, he hasn't arrived yet. I have already had lunch. They have just gotten married. We usually use the present perfect simple when we refer to figures, ordinal or cardinal numbers. Example, we have sold 200 concert tickets today. It is the second time I have seen this movie. Gone and been. When you use gone, you explain the reason of someone's absence. Example, Michael is not here. He's gone to New York. When you use been, you refer to someone who came back but was somewhere else at some time in the past. Example, Margaret has been to Africa. Time markers ever and never. Ever. We use ever in questions to ask if the person experienced something once in their lives. Example, have you ever been to the United States? Have you ever watched this movie? We use ever in positive statements to mean at any time. It can be used to refer to past, present, and future situations. Example, it is the most beautiful sunset I have ever seen. Never. We use never for negative statements, to refer to an action which never occurred before. Example, I've never met your manager. Never ever. Never ever is used when you want to insist on never. Example, never ever tell me lies. Now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. Have you ever?
Today, let's play a little game. I have a little quiz with very serious questions you have to answer.
Are you being ironic?
Sarah wants to volunteer. That's perfect. Let's start. Sarah, have you ever been to Africa?
No, I've never been. But I've been to Asia and South America several times.
Have you ever watched the Weather Channel?
I did once, by mistake.
Have you ever pulled an all-nighter?
Of course, for exams and parties as well.
Have you ever dyed your hair blonde?
Never. I mean, totally. I've had streaks in my hair.
Have you ever been skinny dipping?
Oh no, I can't. I'm too self-conscious. I'm bashful about being in states of undress already. I could never do this.
Okay. Have you ever locked your keys in your car or in your house?
Never. It has never happened to me until now.
Have you been lost?
I don't have a very good sense of direction, so it happened quite many times.
Have you ever cheated on an exam?
I did when I was in high school. I was really bad at math. I was just trying to get an average mark.
That's history now, don't worry. Have you ever felt like dying from embarrassment?
I can't tell you, but it happened to me once. One time only, and I can still remember, quite vividly.
Have you ever confessed a crush?
I have twice. During my high school years, I asked my crush out. The first year, he turned me down. I was devastated. But the year after, I asked him out, and we've been going out for almost 6 years now.
Congratulations! Now, here's the last question, not too personal. Sarah, have you ever pretended to speak a language you don't know?
I've done that. It's not something I'm proud of, but I was happy going away with it. I was holidaying overseas with my cousin, and at a private party we met two fellow countrymen who did not speak the language. They were gross, so we acted as if we were from the country we were in. They left us alone because they didn't know the language at all. My cousin complimented me on my gibberish.
Okay, very good. Who's next? Patrick? Here you go. Question number one.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one.
Now we begin. Wentworth, today let's play a little game. I have a little quiz with very serious questions you have to answer. Sarah, are you being ironic? Wentworth, Sarah wants to volunteer. That's perfect. Let's start. Sarah, have you ever been to Africa? Sarah, no. I have never been. But I've been to Asia and South America several times. Wentworth, have you ever watched the Weather Channel? Sarah, I did once by mistake. Wentworth, have you ever pulled an all-nighter? Sarah, of course, for exams and parties as well. Wentworth, have you ever dyed your hair blonde? Sarah, never. I mean totally. I've had streaks in my hair. Wentworth, have you ever been sinky diaping? Sarah, oh no, I can't. I'm too self-conscious. I'm bashful about being in states of undress already. I could never do this. Wentworth, okay. Have you ever locked your eyes in your car or in your house? Sarah, never. It has never happened to me until now. Wentworth, have you ever been lost? Sarah, I don't have a very good sense of direction. So it happened quite many times. Wentworth, have you ever cheated in an exam? Sarah, I did when I was in high school. I was really bad at maths. I was just trying to get an average mark. Wentworth, That's history now. Don't worry. Have you ever felt like dying from embarrassment? Sarah, I can't tell you, but it happened to me. One time only, and I can still remember quite vividly. Wentworth, have you ever confessed to a crush? Sarah, I have twice. During my high school years, I asked my crush out. The first year, he turned me down. I was devastated. But the year after, I asked him out, and we've been going out for almost 6 years now. Wentworth, congratulations. Now, here's the last question. Not too personal, Sarah. Have you ever pretended to speak a language you don't know? Sarah, I've done that. It's not something I'm proud of. But I was happy going away with it. Wentworth, okay, very good. Who's next? Patrick, here you go. Question number one. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.